We do good things for people, and then we talk about, I do this good thing for that person because of who he is and what he is. You shouldn't be doing things for people because who he is and what he is. I know that sounds strange, huh? You're probably wondering, why am I saying that? Why are you doing things for somebody because of who he is and what he is? Does Allah do things for us because of who we are and what we do? Ask yourself that question. I get a little goosebump when I say that. Do you think Allah does things for us because of who we are? Do you think, and I want to say this for our worldwide viewers who are looking at Al-Hikmah TV live worldwide, do you think God, and for our non-Muslim viewers who are looking, do you think God does things for us human beings because of who we are and what we do? No. If Allah was to do things for us because of what we do, we won't get anything. Because we don't even do anything that is really expected. Haqqatu qatihi, the way we are expected to do our duty to Allah. Allah do things for us because Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. See the point? Because Allah is the most merciful. Because of Allah's kindness. Because Allah is the merciful. Allah is the most kind. Allah is the most gracious. So Allah does for us out of His kindness, His mercy. Not because of what we do. What about the kuffar? What about the people who don't believe that God exists? Doesn't He do for them? Well, then He shouldn't be doing for them. You know, people don't believe that God exists. God still gives them money and food and wealth. So if He used to give us based on what we do and what we don't do, we wouldn't be getting anything. It's because of who He is. You know, you see the 99 names on the walls here in Darul Uloom? Those are the 99 attributes of Allah. And if you read them, you'll see one of them, one of the titles called Al-Wudud. Oh yeah, Al-Wudud. You know what Al-Wudud means? The most loving. Because Allah is full of love. Allah is full of love. Allah is full of mercy. So Allah gives us and does for us because He is the most loving and the most merciful. So the point I was getting at a little earlier on, you don't give somebody because of who that person is, because it's your brother, he's from your nationality, he's from your tribe, or you give because you are a kind person. Give because you're a loving person. Give because Allah has given to you. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And you give out of that mercy that Allah has given to you. That love that Allah has given to you. You are the loving person who worship the loving Allah, the most gracious Allah, the most merciful Allah. That's how and why we give. If you have to give zakat to a poor person, but he says, he's not my brother. He's not Pakistani like me. He doesn't have an American citizenship. He ain't Bengali. He ain't Trinidadian or Guyanese. He not from my nationality. So I won't give him. It ain't about that. It's about Allah has given you and you have to give. It's not because of who the person is and what they are. See, a lot of times we do things like that. That we give to people of who they are and what they are and what we expect to get back from them. This is not an election that you vote for someone because you expect to get back from them. This is about pleasing Allah. This is about pleasing Allah. You do things for God. You do things for Allah. For the pleasure of Allah. Because Allah is most merciful. Allah is most kind. Allah is most loving. Allah is most forgiving. And that's how we do for people. You follow that point? That's an important point. And a lot of people pray today, you know, oh yeah, long beard, pugri, and we pray. But because we have this corruption inside of us, this selfishness inside of us, that we miss a major point in connecting with the community, with the ummah, with families, with relatives, with our brothers and sisters. And by missing that link, we lose a lot.